This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you God-fearing, patriot, American-loving friends out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and Bradley's off today. He did an event there in Wisconsin last night, and so he asked me to fill in for him. If you'd like to call in any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Be sure to check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find our pages over on Facebook. Look for Sons of Liberty there, Bradley Dean, and also Twitter. You can follow him there at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And I'm trying to think here. I'm the guy here in the bunker. It's a rainy bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. And for our Muslim friends, I am the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today. So speaking of which, about the Bible, you would not believe some of the emails that I received from some characters throughout the world who want to tell us that we got our Bible from the religion of Zoroastria or something else, you know. And so I say, you know, I've been through down this road before, and they just persist in it, wanting to write me. And I just tell them, you know, they give me all these examples. I just pick their first one and demonstrate that they are reading something into the text of the Bible that is not there. And that's a dangerous place. In fact, it is so dangerous, it is some of what has crippled the church today in America. You've heard me speak on the issue of dispensationalism. If you have a Scofield Bible, no offense to the Word of God part, but to the editor and the notes that are in that, you would be better off to burn it. It has been used to hamstring the church. It has been used politically to get us into things we have no business in. To me, the big deal about when you go to a church, you are to be trained for ministry. You're not there for yourself. You're not there to feel good. You're there to understand the Word of God. And as Ephesians 4 teaches us, you have the gifts given there for the edification of the body, for the work of ministry. The minister is not the pastor. That's his gift. That's what he has. He's like the coach of the team, and we're the team. And God gifts such so that we might be able to go out and be the ministers in the community and the capacity that God gives us. And so that's 2 cents for free. Okay. I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Then I want to talk a little bit about, you know, for the rest of the hour, things that are going on in our country, especially regarding elections, and some of the things that have been said, some of the things that are being done. And they're being done right in our faces. And, people, we really have to pay attention to what's going on. One of the things I want to bring you over to is sonslibertymedia.com, Indiana. 15 public officials arrested on corruption-related charges. You probably didn't hear about this in the mainstream media. It was covered in local media, but you did not hear about this in the mainstream, probably. Why? All the election stuff that was going on. But in the state of Indiana, there were the State Board of Accountants, the FBI, the Indiana State Police, and several county prosecutors who brought 15 of these public officials and arrested them and charged them in corruption, with corruption charges. You can see the video there where the DOJ is announcing that. And the names are listed there. One lady stole $400,000. $400,000. Okay? Actually, it's two ladies, Jacqueline Fitzgerald and Monica Durrett. If you wanted your 15 minutes of fame, here it is. You're thieves for $400,000. They worked at the Indianapolis local public bond bank and are alleged to have stolen approximately $400,000. And that case is pending with the Marion County Prosecutor's Office. There are others that range from, a few thousand dollars up to the $400,000 and all in between. Some of them, like Norman Burgess, stole from Wayne Township Fire Department. Or he was the treasurer there. He stole approximately $140,000 from the fire department. Others stole from other volunteer fire departments. I mean, this is ridiculous. And you know what? There's not going to be justice served. They're going to put these people in jail. And you say, well, that's justice. Well, how does that how does that make up for the money they stole? How does that do that? That's your money, by the way. That money that they stole is your money. Who's getting paid that money back? This is a serious question of whether or not we're rendering justice according to biblical law, which is supposed to be the foundations from which our country was established, right? When the Mayflower Compact was signed, a lot of people don't like this, but those Pilgrim guys, guess who they learned from? They learned at the feet of John Calvin in the Geneva Bible. That's Calvin. He's the one who really was the mind that God used in the preaching there in Geneva to influence the Puritans, the Pilgrims, all those guys who came and established America. I'm not talking about the guys hundreds of years later who wrote the Constitution. I'm talking about our real forefathers who established America. They set its state laws in place. They established the society from which we became great. That's who we're talking about. And those guys they took directly from the Bible what law was and what justice was. And we've gotten away from that. And so when people go to jail, what happens? Well, there's an injustice to the criminal, and there's an injustice to their victims and the rest of us when we do that. Also, quickly, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to spend some time talking about some of this voter fraud, some of these elections and the things that are going on with it. It's just absolutely incredible. Circuit Judge Brenda Snipes, that's the lady over everything down there in Broward County, violated the law. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's from that county, says, no, she didn't. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick this up, so you don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to join us at any time, 1-866-582-9933. As always, we're not doing Chinese buffet. So if you would stick to the topic, if you call in, love to have your calls, and we'll take those as they come in, if you want to call. Real quickly, before we get to our subject, there's a couple of articles I do want to point out on sonsoflibertymedia.com you really ought to take a look at. Opa-locka Postal Facility. This is the same facility alleged to be holding uncounted ballots that also process the, or is alleged to have processed these, I call them fake pipe bombs because they weren't going to explode. They just weren't, okay? And some people have written some things saying, oh, they were real bombs, and okay, whatever, by this Caesar Sayoc, okay? Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Dead Man Tell No Tales. This is from my friend Dean Garrison in Broward County. Three recent whistleblowers who ended up dead. You might want to check that out. That is Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district. I'm not saying she had anything to do with it, but honestly, would it surprise you if she did? This is a lady who hired Muslim IT spies, her and about 40 other Democrats in the House, that transferred information, sensitive information, from the U.S. to Pakistan. Okay? And look, it isn't just her. It's people like Kyrsten Sinema, who allegedly just won out there in Arizona. I know the lady, the Republican lady, sort of conceded that. But come on, people. That race, the race in Georgia, the race in Florida, the Senate, and the governorship down there in Georgia, you can't tell me that they aren't stalling as much as they can to, as what was the Abrams campaign down there in Georgia said, to find and count as many votes as they can. Yeah, they're looking for them. They're making them up as they go. And in Broward County, we have an affidavit where one of the Broward County employees has stated as such that she saw staffers filling out blank ballots. We have individuals, not two or three people. We have individuals driving ballots in under the cover of darkness to a truck there. I can tell you something. In the area that I live in, I was a poll watcher for a couple of years. I never saw anybody doing that stuff by themselves. There was always at least two people there, you know, in hopes that if one's thinking about doing something crooked, the other one will say, no, 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 we're not doing that. At least that's the hope. My personal opinion is that there needs to be light on ballots everywhere they travel. And I'm all for getting rid of electronic ballots. I know everybody says, oh, this technology is a... Watch the video where the guy testifies about manipulation of electronic votes, and you'll understand why. It is too easy to do that. And as Stalin said, you know, it's not so much the people who vote, but it's the people who count those votes that really matters. Also, two other things on sonsoflibertymedia.com I want to point you to, and we're going to get into the subject of the voter issues that are going on. A Wyoming man enters bank with shotgun. You'll never guess the reaction of the vice president there. Now, that story is from, I don't know, the 1980s, but it really tells us how far we've come in our society that somebody, everybody knew, walked in with a shotgun, wasn't loaded. He just didn't want it to get stolen, and his truck's door didn't, the lock didn't work. So they kind of looked at him funny, but they said, you know, it probably isn't a good idea to do that. And, you know, I got to tell you just a short story. My uncle, who passed away this year, I never knew him to be without, you know, two or three guns on his person at all times. And he was so little. I mean, little. When I say little, he was skinny. His waist was probably like, I don't know, 27, 28, 29, something like that. His whole life. He died in his early 70s. And I never knew him to be without, you know, two or three guns on his person. And I remember, you know, clearly since I was a kid, he was like that. And he would go into the bank, and the people were always appreciative that he would carry then. This was before concealed carry and all this other stuff. Why? Because they knew he wasn't there to do them any harm, and that if somebody came in who was, he was prepared to deal with them. And this is why the infringement on our rights, whether it's in a bank, whether it's in a courthouse, whether it's in a state house, they're infringements on our rights to deal with criminals. Do you understand that, people? And understand something. If you're carrying concealed, nobody knows anyway. So if a criminal comes up, he's there to do harm. He's going to brandish his weapon. And the only reason we have weapons anyway is to use them on criminals in defense, right? So putting your little signs out there and saying, oh, they're banned or they're not welcome here, whatever, I'm going to tell you, I'm one, I ignore that stuff. I ignore it everywhere I go because I'd rather deal with the consequences of, you know, being able to defend myself and even others, maybe people I don't even know, than follow man-made laws that infringe on the rights, on our rights, and on the law that we have established that says you can't do that, government. You can't infringe on our rights. Okay, so you've got to ask yourself, which law is law? You can't write gun laws when the spring law says you can't infringe on those rights. You can't talk to me about no-knock raids when it's clear that it says you have to have a warrant, okay, and probable cause, and there's no need for no-knock raids. You said, was to protect police. Well, at whose expense? At whose expense? Is the law officer's life more important than the citizens? Really? Is that what you think? You've just raised up an inequality. You've just raised up a different status of people, and people wonder why others look at politicians and those in government as though, well, they're above the law. It's because in your mind they are. Stop doing that. By the way, the migrant caravan is continuing its march towards our border. I know they haven't been in the news, and that's largely due to all this voter fraud that's taking place and the elections and other things like that. Even President Donald Trump sent out an email this morning stating quite clearly, Democrats are trying to steal the election. He's specifically talking of this one going on down in Florida. By the way, in Georgia, Stacey Abrams' sister is a judge in the campaign lawsuits that are going on there. Doesn't that sound like a conflict of interest? It sure does. But I bet if you say something, you'll be called a racist because they have dark skin. Okay? Has nothing to do with skin, has nothing to do with where you're from or any of that stuff, who your mom and daddy is, has to do with it's a conflict of interest to have your sister sitting in on these campaign lawsuits. Those are some of the things there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I hope you will check them out. Also, one last one. This is a very important one. If you don't read anything else for the rest of this year, you need to read this article. Miss Justice Across America, What's Happening to President Trump is Happening to Innocent Americans Across the Country. You want to hear big names? Ryan Zinke, Department of Interior. You want to hear big names? General Paul Vallely is involved in this. You may remember him from the Temple of Set fiasco, Michael Aquino, and all of that. What was that? I think it was back in the 80s or early 90s. He's in there. We're talking billions of dollars worth of resources. It's a land issue out in the Midwest. Read that. Jim White has documented that. We talked about it at length the other day in a video cast. And the documents are there. They're public knowledge now. And a man sits in jail while the people who were involved with him are all free. And who knows where that's going to go, whether or not they're going to take advantage of those resources on that land, which the guy in jail, Mr. Moore, Kevin Moore, thought, you know, it's probably going to be like, you know, $1 billion or something like that. I forget how much it was. And then it was like, way beyond that in the scope of the worth of the resources of the land after they had it surveyed. So you want to check that out. You want to pass that along to your friends. I know Facebook is censoring stuff. Send it out on any kind of social media you have. Send it out in the emails. People, that needs to get going because there's a man whose liberty has been stolen from him over something that he's alleged to have done that he did not do. The document's there to demonstrate that. So check that out. You know, this is like the Bundy issue. I promote that. So this is the guy. If you were in this situation, wouldn't you want people to stand up with you? Okay, leading into it, we've got about 15 seconds. We're going to talk about, on the other side of the break, so stay with me, Circuit Judge Brenda Snipes violated the law, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz says no, she didn't. So hang around, stick with me. On the other side, we're going to talk about that.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson's campaign filed a lawsuit today seeking to bar Florida's top election officials from rejecting unconventionally marked ballots. The lawsuit seeks to not disqualify ballots where selections are marked in different ways, so long as the voter's intention is clear. Celebrities who live in hard-hit areas of the California wildfires are stepping up to do what they can to help people and pets, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Actor James Woods helping with his Twitter account, using it to help people find their lost loved ones. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced on Tuesday that State Treasurer Eric Schmidt will become the next Missouri Attorney General starting in January. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You tuned in listening for Bradley. He's off today. He's asked me to fill in. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd like to join us, 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933. We're going to talk the rest of the hour about what's going on down in Florida. And specifically, does anybody not question why Brenda Snipes is still in charge of elections down there in Broward County? Is that place just completely hands off? We have an incompetent sheriff. We have apparently what I call Broward's cowards down there who would not race into the building when there was this alleged shooting that took place at Parkland High School. We have them producing such cowards as David Hogg, who doesn't know the Second Amendment from, a book of poetry. And this is what goes on in that county, and it's largely controlled by what's politically Democrats. And so I guess the question that I have is, Governor Rick Scott, and all the time you were governor, and you were governor in 2016, why didn't you see that this woman was gone and somebody else put in her place? I mean, she was allowed to be there during Governor Scott's term. She was put there by Jeb Bush. Okay, and these are supposed to be Republican guys, or is this what's called reaching out across the aisle or some nonsense like that? And I'll tell you why I really have a problem with that. When we look at Brenda Snipes, here's what you've got to understand. She is the supervisor of elections down there in Broward County. She is completely publicly funded. She earns about $4,300 a month in state pension benefits from her time in the Broward school system. Yep, those public school systems, you're funding them, whether your kids go there or not. They're indoctrination centers. She's getting $4,300 a month from that. Then she gets over $12,000 a month from her job as election supervisor. That's according to state records. Not $1,200, $12,000 a month. $12,000 a month to cheat some of you people out of your votes. And I'm going to show you that in just a moment. So here's a woman who makes $16,300, a little over that, every month off the backs of the people. She makes about $200,000 annually, and that increases each year. Okay? She spent a little over three decades, working in the school system. She finally ended that in 2003. Okay? This woman, she entered DROP, D-R-O-P, in 1998 and cashed out in 2003. Okay, that's 5 years. And she got a payment of almost $200,000 for that. Okay? She was appointed by Jeb Bush in 2003 to be supervisor down there. Now, that's a lot of money, wouldn't you say? And if the public is paying her money, she doesn't get just to wave her hand at reporters who are asking serious questions about when you're going to have these counts done. What are you still doing? What's going on down there? As though they're insignificant little peons, which is what she's done in videos that we've seen. Okay? And you need to understand something. This woman is not just involved in this kind of thing now. Okay? This is not just now. This woman, okay, has engaged in this kind of activity before. She's engaged in it before. This isn't her first rodeo. Okay, there's a lawsuit against her that came out earlier this summer regarding some of the ballots. And before that, she had an issue in doing just that, destroying ballots. The case, one of three ongoing independent lawsuits plaguing Broward County election supervisor Brenda Snipes, stems from a June lawsuit filed in circuit court by a Democrat, okay? Tim Canova. He wanted to inspect the optical scan ballots cast in his August 30 primary race against Wasserman Schultz because he has concerns about the integrity of the elections office, as he should. And under longstanding federal law, ballots cast in a congressional race aren't supposed to be destroyed until 22 months after the election. And under state law, public record sought in a court case is not supposed to be destroyed without a judge's order. So 22 months by federal law, you got to have a judge's order to destroy them. Snipes, we don't need any of that. Forget that. We don't care about the law. Snipes' office destroyed the paper ballots in question in September in the middle of Canova's lawsuit, but says it's lawful because the office made high-quality electronic copies. Now, does that sound like she's following the law? No. Nor is she following the law now. She's been ordered by a judge to turn over the ballots in the lawsuit that Rick Scott filed. And look, Rick Scott has won that state. Okay? This guy, Andrew Gillum, is a communist. He's not a Democrat. Most Democrats at the federal level aren't Democrats. They're communists. Let's just call them what they are. They're socialists or they're Marxists at their core. Okay? That's what they are. And this Snipes lady, she's the clown down there running the circus. She seems to be accountable to nobody. Court judge says, you've got to turn over these ballots. She said, I don't have to do that. And nobody's enforcing anything. What's going on down there? What's going on down there in Broward County? And a circuit judge has come out and said that she has violated the law once again. Not just in the lawsuit I just read to you about. She's violated it again. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, remember her? She went on the Hillary campaign after she was head of the DNC, and that whole spill of emails sort of exposed her for what she was after all the things we've already pointed out. But they just confirm what we've said about her. The fact that she's still on any news outlets talking, just like Hillary Clinton, is, you know, it ought to make you question what you're being told about people bringing justice. You were promised justice for Hillary Clinton. Many of you voted for Donald Trump over that issue. And, you know, look, I hope Donald Trump does do it. I'll be thrilled to death if he brings justice to her. Okay? Now there's talk from her advisor. After her attorney said, I hope she doesn't run, her advisor's saying she's going to run again in 2020. So we have to put up with that again. Why? There's no justice. Okay? But here's the thing. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, worked for the Hillary campaign, head of DNC, all of that, says, nope, that isn't the issue. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, remember her? Not just those things. A story that really didn't get out in the mainstream media this year was she and 40-something other House Democrats, including the lady that just won a Senate seat there in Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, hired these Muslim IT spies, the Alwyn brothers, right? They were getting into their iPads and the Judiciary Committee and the other committees that are there, and they were getting information, and we know they passed it to Pakistan. And this guy, these guys were tied in with Muslims in the House. They were tied in with all sorts of Democrats. And, you know, Wasserman Schultz was warned by the sergeant at arms about the security threat that these guys posed months before they were busted. Months before Imran Alwyn, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, was trying to get on a plane for Pakistan to go over there, where his wife was already over there with hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Wasserman Schultz had planned on paying him while he was in Pakistan. And then only did she fire him. Now, this is the lady saying, well, nope, everything's fine down there in Broward County. Brenda Snipes, everything's good. You don't have to worry about that. According to Miami Herald on Friday, there are at least 20 illegal votes mixed into an anonymous pile of 205 provisional ballots, all sitting in a machine that counted them but did not add them to the final count. And, of course, CNN picks up Wasserman Schultz, and she says, well, number one, Snipes has followed the process as Florida law prescribes. No, she hasn't. And there's been absolutely nothing amiss that's been found by Rick Scott's own Department of State election monitors who have been in her office since the spring. No, that's not true. Now, on the other side of the break, we're going to take a little more look at this. Miss Snipes, what's going on down there? It's criminal. Somebody needs to get involved in it. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back. Final segment here, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're in for the home stretch, and I was quoting to you Debbie Wasserman Schultz speaking to CNN. Liars talking to liars. She said, number one, Ms. Snipes has followed the process as Florida law prescribes, and there has been absolutely nothing amiss that's been found by Rick Scott's own Department of State election monitors who have been in her office since the spring. That's just simply not true. She goes on and says, there's no evidence of anything that has gone wrong. The process is simply working. The deadlines have been met. No, they have not. They have not. And the reason for the court order on Friday, because they were supposed to have them in on Thursday, was because they haven't been met. Now, unless you're just an idiot, a liar, or somebody that's incompetent, you would have to know that. But that's not the case. Apparently, Wasserman Schultz didn't get the memo, or she did, and she's still lying it. Okay? But as we reported, and as the Daily Caller points out, Circuit Judge ruled this past Friday that Snipes did violate Florida public records law by not providing requested election information to Florida Governor Rick Scott, who is running for Senate. And he was the one who filed the lawsuit Thursday night, alleging that Snipes was improperly withholding election information, which she was, including a count of total ballots cast and a breakdown of votes by category. Circuit Judge Carol Lisa Phillips found that Snipes' failure to provide that information to Scott's campaign was a violation of Florida law. was a violation. The information, quote, should be a matter of record at this time and immediately available, said Judge Phillips. And she ordered Snipes to release that information by 7 p.m. this past Friday. That's what? 4 days ago. She failed to do so. I don't think she still has released that. In the meantime, we know that it has been said, and we have the documents of it, that one of her own employees, one of the employees from Broward County, has signed an affidavit that affirms members of Snipes' staff were engaged in filling out ballots, blank ballots, excuse me, indicating that they were involved in voter fraud. Now, why that doesn't give permission for other people on the outside, and I'm talking about those that, and I'm not talking about doing it secretly, I'm talking about doing it under cameras, lights, out in the open and everything, coming in and taking hold of those ballots and having them counted publicly, not in a private room somewhere or something, counted publicly, is beyond me. Additionally, we know that Snipes was mixing invalid provisional ballots with valid ones. And, as I told you before in one of the articles I wanted you to check out, there are photos, uncounted ballots that were sitting in the same postal facility that allegedly processed Caesar Sachs fake bombs. Okay? Whatever is going on down there isn't good, right? As they say, something's rotten in Denmark. There's something rotten down there in Broward County. This criminal activity, and yeah, it does. It does disenfranchise voters. There's no question that it does. But it is a manipulation of the people. And you can check out Bradley's article today on the state of Minnesota. Look at the numbers there. Tell me that's not being manipulated. Tell me it's not being manipulated in Georgia. Tell me it's not being manipulated in Arizona. Come on. Look and pay attention to what's going on there. The numbers don't lie. You said, well, but it has winners. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is use your common sense to evaluate these districts and who's coming out and who's doing what. Okay? Stop and think about that just for a second. In my opinion, and I told Bradley off air one day, I said, you know, if you haven't seen this little short clip, it's about 15 minutes, the Battle of Athens, restoring the rule of law. This is a situation in which you basically have a mob mentality that came into government there, local government. True story, based on true story. And they were stuffing the ballot box and they were putting in, you know, positions who they wanted to put in. Oh, they let the people vote. Let them think they were voting. But then they put in who they wanted. And some of the men of the town were actually men and said, we know what's going on here. And they went armed down there to get the ballot box. And we're going to have it publicly counted out in front of everybody. Where it couldn't be stuffed, where it couldn't be manipulated, and everybody saw exactly what the votes were. And they restored law and order there. And they dealt with the criminals who were doing what they were doing to the town. Now, I realize this is a bigger deal. I also realize that some of you hearing my voice say this will go, well, wait a minute, they went down there with guns? Stop and think about something for a minute, people. Why would they tell you you can't bring a gun in a polling place or in a government house or in a bank or a jail, whatever? Why would they tell you? If you're not a criminal, what do they have to fear? Do you understand how you've been conditioned in that? Let me take it a step further. What is it, you know, how else have you been conditioned? How have you been conditioned to think that simply standing up for what is right, we're not talking about being violent. You know, we looked and we watched on as the guys stood their ground against criminals and tyrants in government at Bundy Ranch and out in Oregon. We stood and watched that, right? Did any of those protesters draw their guns on federal agents? Nope. Were they brandishing weapons and doing all that? Nope. They protested what they were doing there because the reason given for why they were there, at least in Bunny Ranch, was not the reason they were really there. They were there because Cliven Bundy and his family had water rights, a bunch of them, in their family since the 1800s. And yet they were putting it on, oh, well, he's avoiding taxes. Oh, he's avoiding this. Oh, he's avoiding paying this, that, and the other. It wasn't about that at all. It was about his water rights. You control the water, you control the land. You control the land, you control the people. Okay? That's what all that stuff is about. This happens here with voting, too. If you're going to manipulate the vote, you're a criminal. You are a criminal against the people. You are a traitor against your own people by doing that. My opinion of that is very serious. You deserve a traitor's death. If you are found guilty of that, you deserve a traitor's death. You cannot be trusted with the people or the people's business. And so when you look back in this history, you'll see that men actually did what they needed to do. And you say, well, but we're not in that time now. No, we're a little more squeamish now, aren't we? It's very hard to come by men who will do rather than say. But again, if we're going to point back to forefathers, right? Our forefathers didn't have a problem dealing with people who came to take their guns, did they? Nope, they sure didn't. Our fathers didn't have a problem dealing with dragoons who wanted to break up their more than once a year assemblies out in the public. Nope, they sure didn't. And we're not talking about, you know, just a George Washington, okay? We're talking about just regular guys like us. They made up the Minutemen. Read the stories of how Thomas Gage tried to break that stuff up with the 400 dragoons, and 1,000 Minutemen came out and met them and drove them off so they could have their meeting. Remember your history. You're only weak if you let yourself be weak. Right now there is criminal activity going on. I'm not saying somebody ought to be violent. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying those who have been given authority on behalf of the people need to act in these situations. They need to step in and stop the clowning and the monkeying around down there in Florida and any other place where we know they're stalling for time so that they can do nothing more than commit voter fraud and they can put in who they want. And I'm talking about the people who are engaged in that. Doesn't mean I'm siding with Republicans. I'm just saying the Democrats are the ones doing it. Okay? We need to deal with them. Then we can have liberty. 23 hours. Bradley will be back with you. Thanks for joining us here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Till next time, see ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.